Glamorous gowns from the astonishing high fashion collection that was the pride and joy of high country farmer Eden Hoare, temporarily leaving their Central Otago home. Eden farmed in Naseby, while also managing to collect more than 200 couture gowns in the 1970s. Flamboyant, colourful fashion was what he was particularly attracted to. The Dowson Lower Hutt will temporarily house some of them in an exhibition called Eden Hoare, High Fashion, High Country. With me now are the co-curators, fashion historian Claire Reno and Dr. Chelsea Nichols from the Dowse. Kia ora korua. Welcome.
Kia ora, Lynn. Thanks for having us.
Chelsea, we've spoken about Eden before on the program, very respected farmer in Naseby, but what did he say about this clear fascination he had with glamorous gowns?
Well, I think that his fascination with gowns is something that we can all identify to. We all have those kind of hidden passions and desires for something that's different, something that wants to stand out. And I was really fascinated by the story of Eden Hoare because he was really embraced what I think the Dowse kind of embodies, which is celebrating those kind of forms of creativity that are offbeat and uplifting and unexpected.
He could have got a hard time from his high country neighbours, I imagine, back in the day. But did he? I mean, was this a secret or a collection that he wanted to share because he was really proud of it and it gave him so much pleasure?
Oh, he wanted to share it. So he turned a tractor shed into a fashion museum. So there's this really wonderful sign that he built that said fashion museum as seen on TV and miniature stud horses. So I think that gives you a sense of he was a very flamboyant character himself, and perhaps that was reflected in the garments that he collected.
So where did he source them from, Chelsea?
Well, he used to go visit New Zealand fashion weeks, and he was very attracted to things like Australia's Gown of the Year, different beauty pageants he was really involved in. So he was really about supporting New Zealand and Aotearoa designers who really had a taste for women who wanted to stand out from the crowd.
Claire, how significant is this collection? Because, you know, I think it's fair to say that it's more than a quirky hobby. There is significance in having these garments.
Oh, absolutely. Because I think in the 1970s, you know, there weren't that many museums in the country that were actively collecting high fashion or contemporary fashion. You know, that's quite a new thing in a way that really began seriously in the 1990s. So, you know, he was very forward thinking, and you know, he wasn't also interested in necessarily the everyday or the mainstream fashion. He was very interested in that high-end fashion and those designers that were really striving. You know, there was, I suppose, a sense of escapism. They're very flamboyant gowns designed for women that wanted to stand out and for very special occasions. So, you know, and he focused this quite specifically on particular designers. So there's a very strong collection, say, of Kevin Buchan and Vinka Lucas, both who were known for their, you know, their use of very lavish fabrics. But then there's also another wonderful side to his collection, which is focused on garments made from New Zealand or local wools. And they're, you know, they're sort of hand-spun, hand-dyed, hand-woven. So there's two quite unique sides to the collection.
As a fashion historian, a fashion lover yourself, and you're based at Te Papa, you must have been relieved on reflection that the Central Otago District Council had the foresight to buy the collection and that it wasn't auctioned and split up.
Yes, because that's what was being discussed. Jane Malthus, who is an honorary curator in at Otago, was heavily involved in the collection, and I know she was very keen to see it being kept together rather than distributed. So, yeah, I think we are relieved because part of the, you know, a lot of the individual gowns are great, but the strength of the story is in the wholeness of it and in Eden's story.
I imagine, too, that I'm sure Te Papa would have loved to have had it, of course, but do you think it's fitting that it stayed in Central Otago?
Absolutely. I think, you know, originally we were offered the opportunity to, you know, select some at some stage, but talking to people within the Central Otago area, it was a very important collection to them and part of their history. And I think, you know, it feels like a place-based collection. It's important. It's just as much as about Eden Hoare and Central Otago as it is about fashion. So yeah, I'm thrilled that it's staying in that location.
Claire, would you say that these are timeless garments? You know, there have been periods in our history where we would call it a garment style timeless. Or do you think it's very much of their time, of the 1970s?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a hard question. One of the great delights was a couple of years ago, because Eden Hall used to invite people to wear the garments at garden parties, and even sometimes when people visited the museum, you know, he saw them as something to be worn. And a couple of years ago, we did a fashion shoot with Derek Henderson and the stylist Megha Kapoor, and that was it was amazing to see the garments worn on a contemporary model who, you know, she had no retro styling. She was just, you know, a 21st century girl. And it just enabled you to see the garments totally freshly and not within that sort of 70s framework. And it gave them another life in a way.
Chelsea, do you know if Eden had some particular favourites? And if so, could you describe them?
Oh, that might be better for Claire to answer. I certainly have my own favourites, and
I'm going to come to that. I'm going to come to that one. So I will throw that one back at you in that case, Claire. What do you think in terms of some of his personal favourite garments?
I don't necessarily know about personal favourites. Definitely had favourite designers. So with Kevin Buchan in the early 70s, he'd opened a store in Double Bay in Sydney. You know, he was preparing for the opening of the Sydney Opera House and the sort of whole new life, nightlife that would help inspire. And Eden flew over to a parade that Kevin was giving, and I think he bought 4 garments from that, including one I think Kevin didn't want to sell, and he put a very high price on it. But Eden bought them all up.
What a character. Okay, Claire, here is that question. In terms of a personal favourite, let me phrase it this way. What's the garment from the collection that you would most like to have the opportunity to try on, and why do you love it so much?
Chelsea, do you want to answer that one first? We've been playing this game and we've been working on the mounting of them.
Behind the scenes, Lynn, you should know that every time that we put a garment on a mannequin, I've been forcing Claire to tell me a story about who she thinks would wear this and what her name is and her personality. But I think my personal favorite was a discovery that Claire made, which was a Vinca Lucas gown. And the title of it is The Visions of an Eccentric Angel. And it's all of these sort of gold, tulle, lace things, which is very outside of my personal fashion. But with a title like Visions of an Eccentric Angel, don't we all just want to be an eccentric angel?
Sounds gorgeous. What about you then, Claire? What garment would you give anything to be able to try on?
Oh,
too many to choose from, I think.
Choose from. If I was Vava Vumi, there's a beautiful printed velvet gown. It's black and it's printed with these beautiful brightly coloured daisies, but they're slightly sinister daisies, and it's sort of a halter neck with a plunging neckline and a cape, so it's got a very nice 1930s Vava Vum feeling about it.
Vava Vum, I love it. Why specifically the 70s? I mean, was it that particular decade that just hit, that he loved, you know, why he was really focused on that?
I think it was just a point in his career. You know, he'd been a very successful farmer. He'd made good money. And in the late 60s or in the 60s, he was involved. Joe Brown, who, you know, ran the New Zealand pageants, was a good friend of his. And he was quite involved with sometimes helping backstage with the pageants. And he also had a housekeeper who was a part-time model and very much interested in fashion. And he used to accompany her to various events. And I think at the beginning felt quite uncomfortable. But then he got in the groove. And I think, yeah, things were happening perhaps in the New Zealand fashion world. And I think he really actually had a vision. I think the idea of the museum came on very early, because he opened that in 1975. And I think he was really keen and quite strategic about wanting to attract people to Central Otago, which was a place and a landscape, you know, he loved. He travelled a lot, but he always came back there. And it wasn't just fashion he was collecting. He also collected other things. And, you know, he had a zoo at his property as well. So I think he was very set on creating a sort of almost like an entertainment venue.
Look, I want to share this with you. We've had a text come in to say, Eden Hall was my uncle. It says, I'm enjoying your program about his collection. I'm so pleased to see that it's still valued. I modelled some of his garments myself and felt very glamorous in them. Isn't that lovely? And another listener has said, I visited the museum in Central Otago about 10 years ago. It was absolutely wonderful and very much part of my history too. So there's nostalgia here, but there's also the fact that these are, you know, quality high fashion garments that if Eden hadn't collected may well have ended up in private collections and not been saved in this way. So it's a lovely story.
I think there's something really... Oh, go ahead, Claire.
No. Or just never have survived at all.
Well, there's that too. Chelsea, you get the last word.
Well, I was going to say there's something really incredible about seeing them all together as a collection, I think. I think individually these garments are incredible, but all together they take you to a different world where glamour is just in reach.
Ka kite, but thank you both so much. Co-curators of Eden Hall High Fashion High Country, Claire Reno and Dr. Chelsea Nichols. And the exhibition opens at the Dowse in Lower Hutt on the 4th of December. Get there if you can. They really are gorgeous.